Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. On behalf of the Wyoming Supreme Court's Children's Justice Project, I would like to welcome you to the CJP monthly training series. The training is offered the second Thursday of every month from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. for key stakeholders involved in the Wyoming juvenile court system. We have a great training lined up for you today. To download the materials for today's training, please visit the CJP website at www.courts.state.wy.us/CJP and click on the training tab. If you have questions, please call in during the last 10 minutes of the training. The phone number is 917-889-8064. Again, that number is 917-889-8064. You may also post questions and comments using the chat session on the Blog Talk Radio website. After today's training, please go to the CJP webpage to complete a survey. We hope you find today's training beneficial.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Whitney Agopian, the Wyoming Supreme Court's Children's Justice Project Coordinator. Today I have on the line Jeff Lamb, Program Manager with the Wyoming Department of Family Services, and Jeff will be providing an update on the Wyoming Child and Family Services Review and Program Improvement Plan. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep, thank you, Whitney, and thank you, everybody, for joining us today. As Whitney said, we're going to talk about the Child Family Services Review and our Program Improvement Plan. As some of you may know, in July of 2016, the Department of Family Services had our Child and Family Services Review, which is a process where the Administration for Children and Families Children's Bureau comes and conducts case file reviews with us to determine outcomes on safety, permanency, and well-being. After we did that in July of 2016, we saw that we had some areas in needing of improvement, and so we developed a Program Improvement Plan, or PIP as we like to refer to it. That plan was approved by the Children's Bureau October 1st of 2018, and so both our implementation plan and our measurement plan of our PIP began at that time. Currently, we are in the end of our third quarter in both the implementation plan and our measurement plan, and proceeding very nicely forward as we move along. I'll speak a little bit about implementation. I spoke about the areas needing improvement, and in those areas, we developed four goals to address areas such as safety, permanency, well-being, continuous quality improvement, strengthening partnerships, and promoting service accessibility. Our first goal was ensuring child safety, permanency, and child and family well-being through implementation of practice processes rooted in our Wyoming practice model. We have five strategies with this goal, the first of which is comprehensive risk and safety assessment processes. And what we're doing as a state, we do pretty well at doing an initial safety and risk assessment on our children. Where we struggle is doing those assessments on an ongoing level, on an ongoing basis. And so we're currently looking at our policy, our processes, our instruments, and how we can better rectify that situation, make sure that these risk and safety assessments are more comprehensive and that we put things in place so we assure ourselves that we are doing them on an ongoing basis. Our second strategy with this is continuity of relationships. Another area that we have struggled with is making sure that we have good involvement from non-custodial parents, absent parents, incarcerated parents. And so this group, in partnership with the Department of Corrections and Guardian Ad Litem Program, we're really looking at how we can make diligent efforts to locate absent parents, to involve non-custodial parents, and to involve incarcerated parents, and make sure that we have a visitation plan so they can continue a relationship or begin a relationship with their children. We're looking to make sure that we're involving them in the case planning process and assessing their needs. Our third strategy in this goal is comprehensive needs assessment process. So much like the risk and safety process, with needs assessments, we do very well assessing the needs of children. Where we struggle is assessing the needs of parents and siblings in the family. And so, like the other assessments, again, we're looking at how do we make these tools more comprehensive and how do we ensure that we are conducting them on an ongoing basis. And then on the backside of that, making sure that we're providing services based off those assessed needs. Our next strategy is expanding and strengthening the MDT process. There's actually two prongs to this strategy. The first has a focus on in-home cases, both child protection cases and juvenile services cases. And what we're trying to do there is ensure that we have regular family meetings on those in-home cases where we're involving the entire family and any natural supports that family may have, and just making sure that we're meeting face-to-face with them on a regular basis, that we're assessing needs, we're assessing safety and risk, and that we're doing what we can to make sure that we're making progress with our case plan goals. The last strategy with this goal is, since we have all these goals that really rely heavily on our field supervisors making sure that our workers have the knowledge, tools, and skills in order to carry this out, we realize that we have to develop those knowledge, tools, and skills with the supervisors and also give them tools where they can keep track to ensure these things are doing. And so that's what the last strategy is supervisory development and supervisory oversight. Our second goal is expanding our continuous quality improvement implementation with a focus on intervention and evaluation. And simply what that means is we want to make sure that we have a data-informed practice, that we have modes in which we can collect data on our key performance indicators, and then that we're using that data correctly in developing interventions and really looking at it to improve practice using the results-based accountability model. There is a second strategy to that goal, which focuses mainly on our state automated child welfare information system. Many of you hear us refer to it as YCAPS, but we're working on YCAPS to make sure that our physical address tracking in relation to children in our care is always correct and accurate and up to date. Our third goal is strengthening court partnerships and case review processes to promote permanency for the child and family well-being. We have partnered with the Children's Justice Project on this, and we have two strategies. Our first strategy is timely court action to support family permanency. And our partners at the Children's Justice Project have been wonderful working in this endeavor. It's broken up into two parts. One is community trainings, and as most of you are probably aware, they've partnered with the Guardian Litem Program and the Attorney General's Office and DFS and have traveled to, I believe, almost every judicial district, every county in the state to really discuss and talk about areas that affect permanency, affect juvenile court practice. And that has been huge as far as promoting permanency and moving processes forward. Another part of this is a judge mentorship program where Judges Donessa Schneider and Judge Catherine Wilking have been gracious enough to meet with other judges and mentor them in the juvenile court processes and the importance of the permanency hearings and different items like that. And so we look forward to the future progress for that strategy. The second strategy with this goal is midpoint checks for systemic challenges to permanency. Again, we have two prongs to this. We have a case triage prong where at DFS we're pulling those cases that are reunification and guardianship cases, and we're looking at them at halfway points. And what I mean by halfway points is the federal government has set kind of a standard where reunifications cases we should see reunification by 12 months. Guardianship cases, we should see guardianship by 18 months. And so we're actually looking at these cases for each district and looking at them at halfway points, halfway to 12 months, halfway to 18 months, and seeing where we are at on progress to reunification, where we're at on progress to guardianship. And then we're looking at any obstacles and what interventions can we put in at a case level to overcome those obstacles. The other side of that is a court observation project where our supervisors, our field supervisors at the Department of Family Services, are actually going to court and observing these types of hearings and making sure that in these permanency hearings we're discussing the right things. We're taking into account how long the case has been open and the needs and services being provided, and we're checking the boxes and making sure all those things are happening. Our fourth goal for our implementation plan is to balance local and state initiatives to promote service accessibility. And our huge focus here is on foster care. And we have our program, which we call Together Facing the Challenge. And this program is developed to increase capacity of foster parents to cope with challenging child behaviors. And again, the focus here is during our CFSR, we did have some stakeholder groups, and our foster parent stakeholder group really showed that they had a need for more support from the agency. And so that's the focus of this program, to increase that support and making sure that we're giving those parents what they need to be successful foster parents and to return these kids to a permanent living environment. The second part of our PIP is the measurement plan. And so while all this implementation is going on, we also are required to review our cases along those same CFSR outcomes in safety, permanency, and well-being. And so we use the on-site review instrument provided to us by the Administration of Children and Families. And we use this instrument and we review every district every year, representative cases, and see how we score along those lines on those areas. Now, we are in the baseline period right now, and so we have two reviews left to do to complete our baseline. Once that's done, we will, in partnership with the Children's Bureau, come up with goals for each of those outcomes. And when I say goals, what I mean is for every outcome, we measure it on whether it was an area that was achieved, an area that needed improvement, or an area that's not achieved. And so we'll look at those. We'll discuss some reasonable goals for us to attain, and then we'll hopefully, by using the goals and strategies of the implementation, be able to improve our performance in those areas. That's it, kind of in a nutshell. I'd be willing to answer any questions.
Thank you, Jeff. At this point, I'm not seeing any questions. So I think we are good to go. Have a great day, and I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Whitney.
Bye.